Well, it's been 2 years since Agrey and Dong were kicked from Nairobi, and they ended up in South Sudan. 2 years in which their families have been in agony, wondering where their loved ones are and whether they'll ever see them again. And the South Sudan government hasn't investigated or disclosed the whereabouts of where the two gentlemen are held. And the Kenyan government has failed to investigate how they ended up being deported. Basically, what really needs to happen now is for the government of South Sudan to disclose their whereabouts, regardless of what the circumstances may be at the moment. 2 years down the line, we need to know where they are, and for them to be released from custody to rejoin their families.
Yes, you mentioned that the Kenyan government and the South Sudan have failed to investigate or to disclose the whereabouts of the two gentlemen. Is there any procedure that you have taken, like for instance through court of law, for them to be able to investigate or to share the whereabouts of these two people?
Yes, the families of Dong and Agri went to the High Court after their disappearance to seek the Kenyan court's intervention to make sure that the Kenyan police investigate and disclose the circumstances and the, of their deportation, and as a result then to ensure that there is an admission or a conclusion on their deportation. One thing for sure is that it is not in doubt that they were last seen in South Sudan in January 2018. I think what needs to be done now is for the South Sudan police, South Sudan authorities to disclose where they are, and then make sure that they are released and they rejoin their families. One thing is needs to be clear. The Kenyan government a few weeks ago determined that the Kenyan police had done everything according to the law in plan to investigate them, and essentially absolved, the court decided that they should no longer have judicial overview of the police investigation. But that doesn't mean that the investigation should cease. Every day that passes, the Dong and Agri's relatives, their wives, their children, wonder that where is their relative. It is important that the two governments come clean and disclose the whereabouts of these two individuals, and that they are released from custody, because it's been 2 years, and it shouldn't be like this. If you have to imagine any family member, if you lost your relative, 2 years have passed, the children are crying, they can't find their father, they don't know where their father is, the moms don't know what to tell them. It's absolutely important that the South Sudan authorities stop denying that they have Dong and Agri, because many people have seen them in detention. We've received credible evidence that these two gentlemen were last seen in NIS custody in Juba before they were moved elsewhere. So it's high time that their whereabouts were released. If they are not alive, at least tell the families where they were buried.
Okay, you said that they were last seen in January 2018. Based on what now? Are there people who have personally met them in custody in Juba, South Sudan?
This is according to some people who were detained at the same time as them in Blue House. So they saw them, and they've told us that they saw them. The last time that they were seen was in Blue House. Even as recently as late last year, when William Endley, the South African gentleman who was detained at Blue House and sentenced to death, but later pardoned, he said that he saw one of them at Blue House. So it is not something that is debatable. People have seen them in the custody of the South Sudan government.
What do you think could be the reasons for them not to come out clearly and say, yes, these people, we are holding them and on the charges like this, and then present them to court? Why is it so difficult for South Sudan to be able to reveal their whereabouts?
Well, that's a question for the South Sudan government to answer. Whatever they are trying to cover up, I don't know, I can't speak for them. But what I can say for sure is that the South Sudan government knows the fate and whereabouts of Dong and Agri, and it's high time that they let their families and the world know.
Before their disappearance, was there any contact from both Dong Samuel and Agri that contacted you about their concerns about their security or safety in Nairobi?
Absolutely. And just to clarify something, they were last seen in January 2017, not last year. So it's been 2 years since they were last seen at Blue House. So the families are here in Nairobi, and their cry has been heard internationally. They have not stopped chasing and asking and calling for the whereabouts of their loved ones to be disclosed. They've been on radios, they've been on TV, they've been everywhere trying to ensure that the South Sudan government comes clean on the whereabouts of these two individuals. So yes, we've heard from the families, we're actually in support of their fight to try and get closure on the disappearance of their loved ones.
All right, Saif, what is your last message?
Well, my last message is that Dong and Agri have been held for so long without charge, without being brought to a court of law. They've completely been disappeared. It's against international law to subject people to enforced disappearances. It's critical that they are released. But remember also, it's not only Dong and Agri. There are other people who are taken out of Kenya, deported to South Sudan, some of them at great risk of torture. We know, for instance, there's another gentleman called Marco Lokidor Lochapo, who was taken from Kakuma refugee camp, and up to this day, so he was taken refugee camp, and others who have been taken. This is a practice that hopefully will end. But really, the call for us, really the key thing that we'd like to see happen is Dong and Agri released and reunited with their families. If the government need to come clean and tell us where they are, and if there is no offense against them that is recognizable under international law, they should be released to rejoin their families. It's been too long.